Hey, everybody. Last half hour of today's Thursday, March 28, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day, Happy Easter, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter on Sunday, looking forward to it, Tiger Baseball opening day, going to have hot dogs, coney dogs with onions, mustard. I got a bag of the jumbo salted peanuts, the same ones that you buy at Comerica Park. I've got the Miller Lite beer. We've got the sodas that we're going to drink. We're going to have a great day. 4:10 today, the Tigers open up against the Chicago White Sox. 2024 baseball season is here. It's opening day in Chicago. Home opener is going to be on April 5th at Comerica Park. Everybody will be skipping work like they normally do and go down to see the Tigers. Packed house Friday, April 5th. So we're excited. I think they're going to have a good team this year. Competitive for sure. The Young Bucks is what I'm calling them. Got a couple of old guys, a couple of veterans, but mostly a lot of minor league players are making the trip to Chicago, have made the trip to Chicago, and they are there warming up as we speak. Well, let me ask my phone a quick question. I don't even know. What's the weather forecast for today in Chicago, Illinois? Let's see what they come back with.
Partly cloudy with a high of 52 and a low of 34.
Whoa, 52. Ooh, 4:10. Let's see. Usually it peaks around 2 or 3. Then after 3, it starts to decline. So 52 at the game time start, probably 50. So not bad. Partly cloudy, sunny. We got beautiful puffy white clouds here at the studio. Sunny blue skies, just a light breeze moving the branches in the trees right now. So going to have a great opening day. We're excited. We went through the baseball memories yesterday, so I'm not going to bore you with it again. Love Tiger baseball. Looking forward to it. One other story I want to get into the record here for today that comes to us from Lansing is how this process is, again, moving forward regarding the loans, the money, different things that are happening regarding the budget, the reopening of the Palisades nuclear power plant, but basically the upcoming election. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says that the biggest election security threat is ourselves. Yeah. We're the problem. She sees us, the people, as being the threat. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, in talking with MERS News Service yesterday, said that the biggest election security threat is we, the people. Voter intimidation and threatening poll workers. Vicky, I have a question for you. 9 days of early voting that you were paid to do to work as a poll inspector, a poll worker in Torch Lake Township for 9 days of early voting. You were there from 9 to 5 for those 9 days. Were you threatened by any voter that came in any way, shape, or form? Did they threaten physical harm to you? No. Nobody threatened you. Did anybody make any threatening comments about how you guys were working, how you were processing the ballots? Just questioning how they were being done. And why early and all that. Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance then in interacting, which you're not really supposed to do with voters, but when they asked you those questions, did you ever ask any of them why they were voting early? They told you. I'm heading out of town. My vote count. Okay. So nobody threatened you in any way, shape, or form? No. Well, according to Jocelyn Benson, Vicky's a liar. Yeah, because people literally came in with guns because, you know, they're trying to pass a bill, a law right now in Lansing that you can't open carry at a polling place, which they're not going to get a vote on because they don't have any votes happening in Lansing right now because it's gridlock. And until they get the April special elections done, where they hopefully get their two-seat majority back, they're not voting on any bills. So here's the question. Why are we hearing this narrative from our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson? Because fear, and of course you understand, fear is not a word, it's an acronym. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real is what fear is. And if she keeps this narrative going, it's going to justify increased security at polling places. It's also going to allow her as Secretary of State to implement certain policies with regards to how close you can stand physically to a poll worker, a poll inspector. If you're signing up and going to get the training to be credentialed to be a poll challenger, to challenge something that you're watching with your own eyes and believe that there's some hanky-panky going on, objecting to the process of how things are being counted at these counting boards in Detroit and local polling places, that you're going to be a threat to our democracy, quote unquote, is what she says in this story. First of all, Jocelyn, we do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. Voting is part of the democratic process of electing by majority plus one vote, our elected officials. That's where the democratic process, the democracy of the process. But as far as what we have, we do not have a democracy. Whenever they say that, folks, you need to say stop. That's not true. What do you mean that's not true? What you just said, what just came out of your mouth is not true. We do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. People, you need to start calling these people out. When they use that term in that way, you need to correct them. Another one that I always implore, beg, ask you to call out is whenever they use the term separation of church and state. That's a bald-faced lie. We do not have separation of church and state in America. It's not in our Declaration of Independence. It's not in our Bill of Rights. It's not in our U.S. Constitution. It is nowhere to be found. That phrase was used in a letter by President Thomas Jefferson on January 1st, 1802, in responding to the Danbury Baptist Association, where he said the founding fathers thought long and hard about having a national religion in America. Just like Great Britain, where they came from, most of them, where Great Britain had a state church, an actual church run by the state, run by the government, that people were expected to be part of. People did not want to have state-run government church. They wanted religious freedom. Not freedom from religion, freedom of religion. And that term, separation of church and state, doesn't exist. It's a bald-faced lie. So whenever you hear somebody say, well, we have separation of church and state, no, we do not. Show me exactly where it is. If we have it, show me where it's at. Show it to me in the Declaration of Independence. Show it to me in the Constitution, both U.S. and Michigan State Constitution. Show it to me in the Bill of Rights. Show it to me. Where is it? Yeah, because you can't. It doesn't exist. Just like Benson and even Fox News, watching their election night results drives me crazy because their opening music intro is Democracy 2024. You guys are idiots. It is not Democracy 2024. Elections 2024 would be better because that's basically what they're covering. Now, it's very interesting because Joe Biden on April 12th, in a couple of weeks, is going to be facing another primary that will give him enough delegates to finally put to bed, put to rest, him being the Democratic candidate for the Democrat Party for President of the United States in 2024. However, the movement that Rashida Tlaib started here in Michigan when he was in the primary on February 27th, a lot of Democrats voted uncommitted or they crossed over and voted for Nikki Haley. Donald Trump beat Biden in Michigan's presidential primary. Well, it's getting ready to happen to Biden again. On April 12th, he's going to get less votes than Donald Trump, because the uncommitted are spending $550,000 in TV ads right before April 12th, asking Democrats to vote uncommitted. Nikki Haley's gone. Trump is unopposed as far as people left running against him. Trump will beat him again on April 12th. We don't have a democracy, Jocelyn. And we are not a threat to poll workers or poll inspectors. Stop pushing this false, absolute lie of a narrative that you're pushing. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe it's Easter already. That's what the problem is. Have you felt how fast time is going by? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, now Easter. Man, it's just flying by. Phyllis, is it okay for me to say this on the radio? Text me yes or no. Hurry up. I'm going to say it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening. You didn't respond. Oh, you didn't respond. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Phyllis downstate in the Livingston County area says, you are sparking a returned interest in me for Tiger baseball. I haven't followed sports much since my husband passed away 11 years ago. Some things take a long time to heal. And I responded and I said, well, I'll be your Tiger husband. Laugh out loud. And she came back with, love it. So you're going to watch the Tigers today at 4 o'clock. They're on Bally Sports. They're on Fubo and they're on MLB and what was the, NBC Chicago. So if you have any of those, and she said, yes, I can say it. Well, too bad you didn't respond quick enough. I said it anyway. So yes, I'm going to be Phyllis's Tiger baseball husband. Love the Tigers. And here's the thing. The economic boom that took place in Detroit because of the Detroit Lions, how well they did in their regular season and the postseason playoffs, has afforded them money to go out and get better players. They have signed some cornerbacks because they were 29th in the league out of 32 teams in defending the pass. Jared Goff in the offense with our great receivers and running backs did really well in scoring, but they also gave up a lot of points. Well, they've made the collective decision that they're defensively going to get a whole lot better this fall. The money that they got from ticket sales and extra revenue from being in the playoffs has given them a ton of money to go after players. And Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, they're making some unbelievable trades. They are getting some unbelievable young talent on the defensive side of the ball. They've even improved on their receiving core. They've let a couple guys go. They've picked up a couple more. And I'm going to tell you something, people. I think the Lions in the fall are going to do better this year than they did last year. I'm going to make a prediction. They're going to be in the Super Bowl this year. for the NFC? I think they are going to do it because their defensive players they're picking up, they've got a defensive lineman, they got a new end, they got two or three safeties and cornerbacks that can cover and intercept the ball. You're not going to be able to throw on the Lions like you did last year. They're going to keep teams down on their scoring against them, and I think their offense is going to be even better. Yes, this is going to be a fun team to watch. If we have a good year with the Tigers, followed by a good year with the Lions, the city of Detroit is going to get a huge boom to their economy. They said between food, restaurants alone, and bars around Ford Field, said they had the best year ever in like 30, 40 years. It was huge. 1984, Detroit Tigers. The Pistons, yes, during their bad boy years. This is exciting. So it all starts today, 4 o'clock, against the Chicago White Sox. I'm so excited. I can hardly wait. I'm going to crank out these packages for these cards. People have donated $21. I got your names. I've got the last batch. I'm ordering more this afternoon. But I'm going to get these sent out at the post office, and I am going to get back here, and baby, the hot dogs and the peanuts and the Miller Lite beer is going to flow. Don't text me or call me from 4 to 6:30. Today. As a matter of fact, I might even turn my ringer off because we are just going to have so much fun. This is a tradition Vicky and I have done every single opening day since we've been married in 1984. We love our Tiger baseball. And if you guys don't like it, well, get over it. Too bad. So sad. I'm going to talk about it anyway. So again, send me cards. $21 donation. Go to acconservice.org. Donate $21. I'll send them out to you. We'll get rid of these and get another batch coming. And also the upcoming class in Traverse City on Saturday, April 13th. Text me class TC. Deadline is running out. I think it's going to be next week. And then that's it. No more training until after the August 6th primary. We got to get Vicky elected for Antrim County Clerk. And I'll be busy. Never mention how well the Red Wings have come this year. They're improving as well, Brian. Honestly, I only like playoff hockey. I don't like regular season. That's it for today's show. Back there with memories passed by the music of 60s, 70s, Motown, the mix of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Chicago, Dad Williams. We'll be back on Good Friday. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles.